Mataya Seal Island, on the border between the Bay of Fundy and the Gulf of Maine, is the most southern North American island on which Atlantic puffins have continuously nested during historic times. Puffins have been reintroduced to other Maine islands, but only after being extirpated from them by a wonderful reintroduction project started by Audubon's Stephen Kress. Those projects continue to have enormous conservation value and significance. I needed to see puffins and other seabirds for my conservation big year. I chose Mataya Seal Island for three reasons. First, it was the least expensive choice, and I'm birding on a very limited budget this year. Second, it was the one island on which, depending on weather, I had a chance to actually go onto the island and see the puffins up close and personal from an observation blind. And third, I'd gone to Mataya Seal Island 20 years earlier with my family and wanted to see which things have changed and which remain the same. The boat company that brings people to the island has changed. Instead of Barna Norton's boats leaving from Jonesport, Maine, Captain Andrew Patterson's Bold Coast Charter Company trips leave from Cutler Harbor. And the trips are in higher demand nowadays. In 1993, I managed easily to get tickets for the five of us only a few days in advance. This time, I hoped to go on a weekend, bringing my daughter and her significant other, but at the end of April, there wasn't a single weekend opening left all summer. Indeed, there was only one single space on the boat left for the entire months of June and July for June 19th, so I grabbed it and worked my trip's itinerary around that. The weather looked perfect when we took off, but we were all painfully aware that it had looked equally beautiful the day before when the boat could not alight on the island because high ocean swells made it too dangerous. So we took off at 8 a.m. with fingers crossed. We didn't see much by way of seabirds until the island was in view, but suddenly there they were, flying overhead and swimming all about us. Changes in the Gulf Stream and other ocean currents associated with climate change have been warming the waters around the island. Cold waters hold much more oxygen than warmer waters do, and fish move with the currents, so fish populations have been dropping throughout the area. This winter, razorbills, lovely little black and white auks, have been moving much further south in the Atlantic, apparently desperately searching for food. Several dead ones that hadn't been devoured by sharks washed ashore along the Florida coast, and I saw one for my year list in Florida where they simply don't belong. I was very worried that their numbers would be low on the island, but so far declines haven't been apparent, according to the captain. It's likely that it was mostly younger birds so desperately searching for food, and because razorbills never breed until they're at least 4 years old, and usually 5 or 6 years old, it's not surprising that the breeding population on the island seemed about normal. The captain assured us that there were plenty of puffins to see, but noted that there are fewer puffins than normal, which is troubling. I also remember seeing far more black guillemots in 1993 than this time. I can't remember how the common murres compare, but we did see quite a few this time. This spring was late, and I was there 2 weeks earlier than 20 years before, so I didn't see any common eiders with chicks, but the banks of the island were dotted with stunning males and harder to see females. As we approached, anxious about landing conditions, the captain suddenly announced that everything was perfect for a landing. Not even a small passenger boat can draw close to the island. The Canadian Coast Guard lighthouse attendants and their supplies are flown in by helicopter. So our captain and his assistant brought the 17 of us to the island in three shifts on a much smaller boat we'd pulled behind us. We moved along slowly to minimize disturbance of the swimming birds, but suddenly, there I was. Next time I'll talk about my amazing day in the midst of puffins. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.